Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord for this time that we're able to spend together to share the good things of God. And we're going to continue on in a message I started yesterday and will be continuing next week on spiritual warfare, because make no mistake, these are the end times, and there's a fierceness of satanic attack against God's people on every level. Physically, so many of God's people have gone through such physical, not just the COVID, but other things that have tried to just literally take them out. But God's, God is faithful, and as He told the devil regarding Job, you can't take their lives. But He did allow the enemy to persecute him and go through all kinds of things that he didn't have understanding of what was going on. And many times we may not understand, we love God, we're doing all that we can, but we have no explanation for the trials. And yet, we must take comfort in the fact that God would not allow us, that's what Scripture says, to be tested above what we are able. So even in the testing, even though it seems very severe or difficult or long-standing, there is a purpose in it. And many times He is waiting. A lot of times it's a place in the Spirit we have to come, of trusting God that we are going to carry on, we're going to love God. And many times once we have come to that place of surrender, we're surrendering to God, not to the enemy, that there is then a release in things, because we've learned a lesson. We have to learn how to endure. We have to learn how to persevere. We have to learn how to have patience, how to have long suffering in terms of especially situations and people, things that come up. And so God knows what He's doing, but it is the work of the enemy. It's His express purpose to get God's people to rebel against God. You know, He was very good at that. He's well practiced, because He got a third of the angels to revolt against God before man was created, and took a third of the angels with them. And thank God, 2/3 of the angelic host remained faithful to God. But he thought he could, do a better job than God was doing on the throne. So probably 70% of the ills of church members, the problems are a result of their indifference to God's word and to what God commands. And I have been amazed over the years, seriously, and to the present day, of those who profess to be Christians. They call themselves Christians, but the lifestyle they're living isn't any different from the world. There's fornication, there's use of drugs, and they justify it. It's not a problem, because they've got grace. Grace covers everything. That's Brother Glass used to call that cheap grace, and beloved, grace is not cheap. And so we have to examine our own hearts, that we are not being deceived. And there are some perhaps listening today that have been dabbling around with things they shouldn't be dabbling around in. And the Lord he's giving you His word that we can, if we continue a life of sin purposely, consciously, with awareness, we're crucifying the Son of God afresh, Paul talks about. And that's not a good place to be in, because if you don't turn around, if you don't repent, then you're basically choosing to dwell with the wicked. And that is a choice that you're making. And Father, if there is anyone listening, Father, I pray for Your mercy and grace. Give them the strength through the Holy Spirit to be able to forsake relationships that are not godly or not of You, situations, addictions, things that are causing them to stumble in their spiritual walk. Lord, I declare and decree deliverance because you can do it, because it's not by our might or power. It's not a matter of just willpower triumphing over sin. It's a matter of the power of the Holy Ghost providing the deliverance that's needed. So in Jesus' name, Father, we pray that you would do this and set your people free. The anointing of God, the presence of God will destroy every yoke of bondage that is displeasing to you, Lord. The only thing we can be in bondage in is to be a bondservant to Jesus. That's okay. So, beloved, we are definitely fighting a battle, and people don't take seriously the word of God. It's given for our example. We're fighting a battle, beloved. The forces we are confronted with are not flesh and blood. It's spiritual warfare. They are the hosts of wicked spiritual forces, angels, fallen angels, invisible and completely dedicated to your destruction, to my destruction. These forces are under the direct leadership and authority of Satan. It's a very organized, cadre, if you will, of evil forces. And they do what the head says. Just like Christ is the head of the church, Satan is the overseer of all the demonic activity. And he's in authority, and no one questions his rule. The demons do what they're told to do. So they are under the direct leadership, all the demonic forces and authority of Satan, who is, Jesus said, the father of lies, the prince of darkness, the accuser of the brethren. The Apostle Paul tells us what we face in this life as it relates to a child of God. Let's take a look at Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 10 through 15, familiar passages. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's how you're going to do it, beloved. For we wrestle not, that's up close and personal, hand-to-hand combat, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, because this is the reality, beloved, Paul says, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, take the shield of faith, whereby you shall be able to quench all, beloved, do you see that little word, all, A-L-L, of the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Beloved, our brothers and sisters need support in prayer. And so we see that we are engaged in a life and death struggle, and many, many souls are hanging in the balance, multitudes in the valley of decision. And in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, Paul states that our weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. And ultimately, this is the goal, beloved. We are to bring into captivity our every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, obviously, I don't think any of us have quite achieved that place of success, but we're working on it. That's the important thing. And then when he used that word, casting down imaginations, what is imagination? It's the act or power of forming mental images of what is not actually present. That God's given us, it's a wonderful tool, our imagination, when used for godly purposes. So we can form mental pictures, images of not exactly what reality is, because our senses can perceive that, we can see, we can hear, but our imagination can create another form of reality, imagining what it could be if such and such were the case. And it's the act or power of creating mental images of what has never been actually experienced, or anything created of the mind, a foolish notion, a fancy, or an evil plan or scheme. Beloved, the battle rages against our thought life, against our minds. In Luke, the 11th chapter, and I want to read verses 21 to 23, these are the words of Jesus. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. Beloved, we have the mighty Lord of hosts with us. He's mighty in battle. He is the Lord of hosts. And of course, the strong man in this verse is Satan. His palace, if you will, is the world. The goods are the people in this world. And there came a stronger than the strong man, and his name is Jesus. As an individual, alone, we are helpless against Satan. But as a child of God, as a Christian, we're not alone, and the stronger than the strong man abides in us. His name is Jesus. And in 1 John 4:4, we have overcome them, little children. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise God. Well, there's much more to cover. This is a difficult message, but it's the strong meat of the word, and I invite you to tune in on our next broadcast, which will be on Monday, and we will continue on as the Lord directs. I thank you for joining me today, and I do invite you to write if you are in spiritual warfare. Beloved, I don't know about you, but I have gone through battles where I felt I was tested beyond measure, beyond the strength that I had. But somehow I kept holding on to God, and he brought me through. And he'll do the same for you. But is a definite help when there's power in that agreeing prayer that Jesus said we could have. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Should you email, if you'd like a personal answer, I ask you to share your mailing address, but I will always pray and confirm receipt. Thank you for joining me. I love you and pray for you every day. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.